Hi, welcome to Cancer, the Emotional Mountain. I'm Tammy, a cancer patient with a roller coaster of emotions, and I want to share them with you. With the diagnosis of cancer comes emotions, feelings that no doctor can prepare you for, feelings that can sometimes consume you and take you over. As you try to navigate all the medical terminology, treatments, surgeries, friends, family, you have a mountain in your path. Some days the path is easy. No steep hills, no cliffs. And on other days, it might as well be Mount Everest without a guide, without food or water, and not even a map. In those days, you need someone who understands, who walks the same path, someone who climbs with you. And that's where I come in. Take my hand, and let's take it one step at a time, together.
Bald is beautiful. Ask almost anyone, if you're going to get chemo, you're going to lose your hair, which is not necessarily true, but a very high probability. I've tried to research how many chemos cause hair loss and can only find 9. A couple of mine are on there, but a couple aren't, yet my side effect papers have it listed. Bottom line, it happens to many of us. How you handle it is not available on Google. So how did I handle it? Honestly, many different ways. First, my first doctor who explained how we were going to get those tiny little dots, pin dots, told me I would for sure lose my hair, probably around the second or third treatment. I stared in the mirror for a couple of days. My hair. Now, for all of us, we like our hair. Even if we don't like our hair, we're kind of used to it, and we want it on our heads. But my hair had a different meaning. My hair was famous. Maybe I'm not famous, but my hair is. I cheered for the Dallas Cowboys for 3 years back in the late 70s. At exactly the time that the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders became world famous. I was 19 years old. I'd achieved an unbelievable dream. Out of 2,000 girls who tried out, I'd made the team. My dad was a diehard Cowboys fan, and I tried to surprise him. I tried out, and I made it, and was he surprised. He was over the moon. I was so excited. During our practices in the summer, I wore my hair in pigtails or a ponytail. My hair was down to my waist. For games, I'd curl it and spray the heck out of it and hit the field feeling pretty. I have to tell you, each and every one of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are beautiful, inside and out. The friendships I've made in this sisterhood have become some of the most important relationships I have. We had something. We didn't know what it was, but the world was watching. Then, during one practice, the director pulled me aside and said, "From now on, you're going to wear your hair in pigtails for the games." I was confused. I'm almost 20 years old, and I'm going to wear my hair in pigtails? She went on, "You're not as pretty as the other girls. You need a gimmick." Whoa. Ego and confidence crushed. Well, folks, this is show business, and I had to comply. So there I was on the sidelines. Short shorts, very small top, only held together with a knot, white boots, and blue ribbons in my hair. And then something happened. My hair took on a life of its own. The girl with the pigtails was getting noticed. The hair was getting noticed. And for the next 3 years, I somehow gained a fan base. I was recognized wherever I went. People would come up to me and put their fists on the top of their head and say, "Aren't you?" It was crazy. I got fan mail from moms, their little girls wearing homemade cheerleader uniforms and pigtails. What I thought was a hurtful comment about me turned into a phenomenon. I used to say that my Indian name was Tammy Two Fists on Head. The hair has stayed with me for the past 40 years. I would go to D.C. reunions and everyone would say, "Are you going to wear the pigtails?" Well, of course I did. They had given me fame. I love them now. Although I don't wear pigtails anymore, I keep my hair really long. Always have. I don't like my face with short hair. So when I was told I was going to lose my hair, I studied it. My hair. Who am I without my hair? Tammy Two Fists on Head is going to be bald? Another steep part of the mountain to climb. What I did first was cut it. Well, Laura cut it. I came out of my bedroom on Christmas Eve with scissors. Cut my hair. I've never had the guts to cut it short, but why the hell not? And just as I feared, I look like a jack-o'-lantern. Oh well, be sassy, be new. After the first treatment, not two, not three, it started to fall out in the shower. I cannot describe what happens to you when you're washing your hair and when you start to rinse it out, the soap and the hair comes out. I paused. I finished my shower. I looked in the mirror. I still had hair, but not nearly as much as I'd had before my shower. I walked into my room. I grabbed the dog's grooming shears and went to the full-length mirror. I shaved it off. I had a few strands on top, decided to save my bangs. I walked quietly into the kitchen. Kathy and Laura were getting the dinner ready. I didn't say anything. Just started helping. And then I heard my cousin say, "Okay." And that was the end of it. I wore baseball caps whenever I left the house. I had 3 weeks until my next treatment. Laura, Kathy, and I went to a local restaurant to pick up dinner. Kathy was supposed to go in and get it. She was taking her sweet time, and I was hungry. So I jumped out of the car and ran in to get our food. No baseball cap. No one screamed in the restaurant, so apparently they didn't notice. As I got back in the car, Laura was laughing hysterically. "I'm so proud of you for just going right in there with those four hairs on your head." To this day, it's still one of our favorite things to laugh about. So I shaved off my bangs, all four of them, and my bald head met the world. I hated the wigs. It's humid here. It's hot. I think I look stupid. I hated the scarves. Without Velcro, they don't stay in place. At night, my ears would freeze. They'd never been exposed to air. I'd wrap socks around them to keep my ears warm. That had to be a good look. By the time Hurricane Ida hit in August, I was proud to strut around with my bald head. And the compliments. More than twice, I'd have men stop me and tell me how they love my hair with a big grin. They'd smile and tell me they got theirs done like that on purpose. I'd smile. Seriously? I'm getting hit on with a bald head? I was the neighborhood advocate during the power outage. I'd take water to the electricians. I'd ask them if they needed anything. I hung out asking pesky questions. Bottom line, when are we going to get power? The baldness worked. I was told that finally we'd have power that night at 7. One of the workmen came and knocked on our door. "Should be in about 20 minutes. Good luck." Bald is beautiful. As I've shared already, I work as a barista at a cancer center. I see lots of bald women, and they are beautiful. Many are wearing the wigs. Even more wear the scarves. But my favorites? The daring beauties that walk in, dressed to the nines, no wig, no hat, no scarf. So beautiful. an elegance that can't be taught. I want you to think about this. Going through cancer treatments is hard. Not everyone has the strength that you have. You're a warrior, a champion, a hero. There are scars from the surgery. There are sometimes devices you have to wear home for continued treatment. You are a badass. I'm a badass, and I love other badasses. Put on your favorite outfit, a little lipstick and some blush. No mascara, because eyelashes are gone too. And show the world how beautiful you are. I didn't need anyone else to shave their head in solidarity. I'm killing this look all by myself. And surprise, it grows back. A little over a month after your last chemo, sprout. Little fuzz peeks out, and it seems like overnight you have real hair. I heard it was going to come back dark and curly. Nope. Gray. Now blonde, because I'm not that brave. And straight as ever before. What did yours do? Did you get new hair? My hair isn't down to my waist yet. But someday, if you happen to be in Dallas and you see an old lady wearing pigtails to a Cowboys game, wave. I'll wave back. Well, I will finish with this one thing. I had gone to a Cowboys cheerleaders reunion when my hair was just, you know, the fuzz. I had even gone and had it done and dyed what I thought was going to be purple, lavender. No, didn't happen. Anyway. But a magazine picked up the story. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders with pigtails hits the field with gray fuzz. But you know what? That means my hair is still famous. Thank you guys for dropping in this week. I really appreciate it and all your support. And I do want to hear from you. So please join the Facebook group, Cancer, the Emotional Mountain, and drop me a line at c.emotionalmountain@gmail.com. I want to talk to you. I want to help you through whatever you're going through. And you can probably help me too. We can do this together. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. About to blow.